And Lainey looks at Ron and she said, I ordered your flowers. And he said, good. He said, so now you're going to come over every day or every other day and water them for me. And so sweetly, JB said, Mama, she had this sweet look on her face. And she said, Mr. Ron, do you have a watering can? And he said, yeah. He said, you know, Lainey, I think I do. And JB said, she went from sweet to evil in 0 seconds and said, well, you can water your own flowers then.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Everybody to episode 81.
That's right. Welcome. We're glad you're here.
Well, that's about all I got to say. So
you guys, our sound may be a little different. I'll see what I can do when I edit. But anyway, we're both on our phones because our different, we had a little bit of issues. I can't find a cord that I need that's always on my desk in here. Mostly. And it's gone. Joni left her computer at school. So we're this may
we're
be a
struggling. We're struggling, people.
We are struggling. It's springtime. We can't be expected to think, but we're going to try. You know what? We're going to give this a try and see what happens with it. And if it's terrible, well, we'll just post a little thing saying, catch us next week and we'll figure it out.
That's
so
good to me.
Yeah. All right. What's going on? You said
let me just say that this week has got to come to an end. It's got to stop. I can't.
It's only Tuesday, honey.
Okay, so here's the deal. It's a full moon, right? We've had a full moon, and I don't care whether it's proved scientifically or not. Mm-hmm. Anytime you work with people and there's a full moon, they go crazy. There okay. are people going to labor more during a full moon.
That's true.
Kids at school, there's a major difference in their behavior. I don't know what it does, but it does something. So we had the full moon. We have a whole geomagnetic storm. Who knows what that does?
What is that?
Well, I don't know. The sunlight put out some burst of something, and it caused like where the northern lights, you could see them much farther. I don't know. I'm not even going to pretend that I know. Except
I didn't even know about that. So
all I know is that that happened, and it's a 4-day week because we have Good Friday, and we're going into spring break next week. So, can I just
this
tell
week,
you?
This week is a wash. This week is a wash for you guys.
How wonderful school has been. So, a ladies' group asked us to make like a bunch of cookies and cake pops and stuff to make. They're going to make bags, Easter bags, to take to the shut-ins in the nursing home. This is stuff we have done a million times, right? And they're very good at it. It's all good. I promise you, everybody has screwed up and everybody has left a god-awful mess. I mean, I lost it this morning with my first period and I never lose it. It has just been crazy. I mean, and I walked out. I had to go make this delivery, and I walked out that my kitchen at school is a disaster. I just left it. And I don't even care right now. But just as I went up today to sign out to go make this delivery, and I thought in my head, okay, Joni, just calm down. The day is done. I mean, even my good baker, my people who do a really good job, they've screwed up, or the product has screwed up. And even my ones who are real conscientious about cleaning stuff, they just left stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Anyway, so I'm walking down the hall and I think, okay, calm down. The day is done. You're going to go make this delivery and by the time, you know, and by the time I get done with that, it's like 10 till 2. So I mean, 10 till 3. So I'm just coming home because, you know, so I thought it's done. It's done. It's done.
Yeah.
That moment, a girl walking toward me in the hall vomits right in front of me.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't like that.
The day ain't done.
The day ain't done. I got to clean up the barf.
I'm like, this has got to stop. Anyway, so and then I left my computer to do the podcast, and I'm all just, you know.
She's discombobulated.
I'm discombobulated. I don't know what I am, but anyway.
That's okay. You know what? Tomorrow is another day. And like you said, at least there's only, it is because it's already Tuesday. I'm a day off because we came home yesterday. So I'm like a day off. I keep thinking it's Monday and we're recording. So I really think it's Monday.
Yeah. I told my kids, God's mercies are new every morning, but Miss Shanks ain't.
That's right. That's right. Mine ain't. Oh my goodness. Oh my God.
So anyway, but no, we had a good week. We went to, you know, it was Janie Head's birthday last week. So we went to dinner at their house Friday. And I mean, Hino put out the works. We had salad from McAllister's and pizza from Domino's. And he got the little molten lava cakes and ice cream from Dairy Queen. We made the whole, you know, it was a tour of
restaurants. He ran the strip and got all the stuff.
Oh. He did.
That was awesome.
Good.
How was your egg? I saw pictures from your church's egg.
Egg hunt.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was so good. I have to talk about one of the kids there, though. So Lainey is a little girl. She's 3 or 4. And all the kids love Ron. I mean, they, Mr. Ron. They're tackling him. They're jumping on him. They love it. Well, Lainey's little preschool was selling some flowers, and so she told him he had to buy Miss Joni some flowers.
Oh,
and so he did. And I wrote the check, and I said, Lainey, I tell you what, you pick them out for me, because there were several different kinds. And I said, I want 3 baskets, and you pick them out for me. She said, okay. So Sunday, and I'm working in the kitchen. I'm always working in the kitchen. So, but Ron and JB are sitting there, and Lainey looks at Ron and she said, I ordered your flowers. And he said, good. He said, so now you're going to come over every day or every other day and water them for me. And so sweetly, JB said, Mama, she had this sweet look on her face. And she said, Mr. Ron, do you have a watering can? And he said, yeah. He said, you know, Lainey, I think I do. And JB said, she went from sweet to evil in 0 seconds and said, well, you can water your own flowers then.
Oh, Lainey. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She's been raised right. Someone's raised her right. Let me tell you that. Because you got to point out the obvious sometimes. You just got to say, hey, I ain't doing it. You can water your own flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. He wasn't in the rabbit suit, right? Because I did see someone wearing a bunny suit and I wondered.
No, it was not him. Okay. No, but he did, you know, sneak up behind these little girls, Lainey and her cousin Hattie Jo, who pick on him all the time. But they've got like baby sisters. I mean, both of them have, so they're all sitting there trying to take a family picture, and Ron crawls up behind him. They have no idea he's there. And he scared the hoo-waddy out of them. Hattie came flying up off the ground and then fell back down on the ground. It was great. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
At church we do a, you know, Palm Sunday service, and then we have a big meal after it. And not a big meal. We have, since it's the egg hunt, we have pizza and just little slider sandwiches and chips, and everybody brings dessert. And then the kids go out and hunt the egg. The youth hide all the eggs, and it is great. It's just
great. That is great.
We've got so many kids, and it's wonderful out there. So
that is fun. They look like they all had their little dresses on and their little baskets, and they were just cute. It's that was really fun. I saw that. I don't know where someone posted it. I don't know where. So, but I saw it. It was real cute. That's awesome. Well, I mean, I got we came back from Chattanooga yesterday. We had a really good weekend. So it was just nice to be with Ave and Joey and we just ate our way through Chattanooga. I mean, that's just, you know,
okay.
We were there a good amount of time. So we didn't have a lot on our agenda, which was really, Tim and I were both saying, we're like, man, this was really every trip is fun like that to go see your kids. But like a lot of times it's so cram packed with stuff that you, right. places you gotta be. Yeah. Stuff you gotta do. And this one was just not, there was a few things. We got the big thing to do was we got to meet Joey's mom, Jill. So that was very nice. We went out to eat. The kids actually took us out. They're grown people. Yeah. That was very exciting. And they took us out to eat on Friday night. So we got to meet her. And then she had us over to her house after church on Sunday for a delicious lunch. She made quiche and chicken salad. And she's a master gardener. So her yard, that is her thing. Her garden, you know, she's just one of those people that does all that and knows how to do it and just has all these ideas, and she grows all this stuff. She has chickens. So Tim was in seventh heaven. I mean, he can't get over it because, you know, he wants chickens. He's wanted chickens for forever. And you know, now that things have calmed down, you know, I could be a little more receptive to that. But when I'm trying to homeschool and wrangle three kids and run around, I'm like, I ain't about doing Being no chicken. No, I can't. Or trying to make the kids do. I'm not doing that. Yeah. But anyway, but they were very cute chickens. We did come home with a dozen eggs. And Tim, I swear, he had the best moment of the whole weekend for him. I promise you. So she's got two coops. She's got one with the bigger chicken. And they're big. They're big chickens. Like, chickens be big. And they were beautiful. There was a black one and two kind of white. And then these copper colored ones. They're all named. It's very cute. And then she's got a littler, teeny little coop with two little bantams, which are the little guys. These little bantams. Yeah. They're so cute. Well, we were just wandering around. You know, we took a tour of the whole garden, the backyard, and then we were looking at the chickens. And Tim, of course, is nosing around and opening up all the boxes. Well, he goes to open up the bantam's little box, and there was an egg in there. Ooh. And he was so excited. He was like, ooh. I mean, he was like, there's an egg. And he reaches in and takes out this little tiny egg. I mean, I guess it had got missed or recently. Anyway, and you would have thought he had won the lottery. He was so excited that he opened up that box. It was like the magic box. And then there was this egg in it, like a little prize for him. So he was very excited. But that was delightful. So that was really, really, really fun to get to know her a little bit and get to see a little baby Joey pictures in the house. So that was, always fun. And that was great. And really, I mean, we ate the places we ate. I wrote a little list I'm not going to go into a whole bunch. Everything was good. We ate at what'd you say?
No, it's a good. I'm hoping keeping this for us.
Okay. Yeah, I've got all the spots for us. kind of over in North Chat was we ate breakfast on Friday morning with Joey and Abe at the Daily Ration. It was just a great, great little breakfast spot. I mean, all these spots are just we loved all of them. So the Daily Ration, and then when we went out to Friday night with the kids and Jill, we ate at it's called Ernest. Ernest, I guess it's Ernest Chinese. It's kind of an interesting name, Ernest Chinese. And it is in the place, you know, the Flying Squirrel?
Yes.
It's in that building. It's the same people, okay. But it's not the Flying Squirrel anymore. It's okay. They just wanted to do a new concept. They wanted to do Chinese, Asian, but it's kind of the same idea. Like, you order the stuff and they just bring it out when it's ready. So like,
okay.
You know, you can order your own entree, or we just shared. We just ordered a bunch of stuff and shared, and it was delicious. It's a really cool building. If you haven't been there and you're in Chat, I think that area is kind of called Southside. I'm pretty sure. It's just sort of south of downtown. It's a really cute area. And the building of the with the Ernest Chinese, it's just a neat building, and there's outside areas. Anyway, it's very cool. And then the next morning on So that was Friday. And then Saturday, Tim and Avery had a bridal shower to go to for one of her. So three out of the four roommates are getting married this year. So it's just a wedding con. The first one's in May. Avery's in that. Like, so they're just bachelor weekending, shower, wedding-ing, just all year long. Bless their hearts. But so she had a shower to go to for one of the gals. And so she was going to do that at like one. So we're like, we'll just catch up with you afterwards. Let's not try to, you know, get together. So Tim and I, you know, this is what I was saying. We had never done in so long. We're just at the hotel. We're nice. Just the courtyard Marriott downtown. The view was really nice. We had a balcony and all that, but we haven't been at a hotel and just had nowhere to go in the morning or no one to meet or nowhere to be in. Like, we don't remember when.
Yeah.
We honestly don't, you know, not that it's bad. We slept in. I mean, slept. Tim got me coffee, you know, as he does in the mornings. We said nowhere we had to be. And it was like the glorious. We took our time and got ready. And then when we finally were ready, we're like, well, let's go. And Chattanooga is very walkable. Downtown, you know, it's very small. It's very walkable. So we were like, well, let's just go out and let's find a spot for brunch. And so we did. We ended up going to the Edwin Hotel, which is just kind of up the hill. If you're downtown Chat, it's kind of, there's a big hill up to the art museum and it's sort of that way. And I think the name of the restaurant there is Provisions, but we'd eaten there before actually a couple years ago, but we didn't want to wait in line at the Maple Street Biscuit Company and we didn't want to do all that. So we were like, we're not about that. So we walked up there and sat down in the beautiful hotel and had a lovely little brunch and just not too big and whatever. It was delightful. And then there was a market happening right outside of our hotel, right in the outside the aquarium. There's like a weekend market that happens. So just with different goods and things. So we strolled through that, looked at this other little kind of festival thing and just wandered. And then we decided, well, we needed a rest. So we drove over because Tim's hip was bothering him just a little bit, but we got in the truck and drove to the Reed House.
Yes.
He hadn't seen that. And so
tell me what Tim thought about the Reed House.
Oh, he thought it was great. He loved it. He didn't know. Like when we walked in, because we decided we needed cocktails and watch basketball. So it was the middle of the day. We decided, let's just do this. So I knew it had a beautiful bar and I knew the TVs. He's like, yeah, maybe they'll have the tournament on. So we walked in the lobby and he was like, Oh, like he wasn't ready. Yeah, and he's been to nice places, but you know, you just don't, he was really stunned.
It's classical nice though. You know, I mean,
it
still has kept its old.
It's historic.
You
feel like you stepped back in time and all the wood and all the gorgeous. I mean, it's just the most beautiful little lobby. And he was like, wow. He's like, okay. He's like, you and Joni. Okay. He's like, I see what's going on here. I said, this is the situation. Uh-huh. So I just kind of showed him around in there a little bit and I showed him the silver ballroom, it was all set up and the lights were all on. I said, now imagine the lights all out and Joni and I cracking open a door and there is a tiny table for two totally set. Just in the middle. And he was like, oh, I'm like, yeah. Joni was like, nope, I'm not going in there.
Nope, I'm out. Nope,
she gone. She gone. So anyway, we, and I just, you know, we walked around that kind of bottom floor a little bit. And then I made sure he saw the billiard room, you know, behind the bar. And it was the same bartender. It was that old, there was an older guy. I don't know if you remember. He looked really familiar to me. So I think, you know, obviously the same guy. But anyway. Real friendly, and we hung out there for a little while, and then we headed back, and we needed to rest. We needed to rest from our big day.
Yes.
A lot. That's a big day.
Yeah. So where did y'all stay in Chat?
We were just at the Courtyard Marriott. It's just right downtown. It's on the. It's right in the aquarium, and then like it's right there. It was fine. It was you know, we like to do the Marriott's because we get points. So I'm like, well, we might as well do that. But it was fine. It was, you know, it's the courtyard, so it's not like the nicest nice, but it was nice. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to pay $18 a day for parking. You know, yeah. There's no free breakfast. There's a Starbucks. Oh, wow. So you got to get your Starbucks, which I'm not a big breakfast. So that's not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
But you know, but it was a nice location for us. So that was fun. But there's a couple other Marriott's down there that we might try next time just to see, you know, the differences. But it was nice. It was fine. And yeah, so we ate, let's see, Provisions, Edwin Hotel. And then we had on Saturday, then after that, so we rested. And then we headed over to Avery's and we did a little birthday with her at her house because we weren't home. She wasn't here for her birthday. So we brought down some prizes and we had tea and some little pastries and whatever, and did that at her house. And then we headed back downtown to Community Pie, which you've probably been. Have you been to Community Pie? It's a pizza. I don't know if you have.
I don't think I've been there. I don't know.
It's a good place just for like if you don't know what and you've got like a group of people.
Yes, I did. Yeah. It's downtown, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we went there. That's right.
Yeah. It's a good spot. Like your boys would like it because it's like pizza and good food. And so we went there we said, invite whoever you want. So several of her friends, Ariana and Grace and Kayla and then Joey, of course. I think that's all. Did I get everybody? We all went out to dinner, took them to dinner and just had a good visit. And then we went back to the hotel, went to sleep. Next day, we went to church at their little church that Avery's been going to, which was just precious and wonderful. And that was really cool. And then lunch at Joey's mom's. And then I don't know what we did. I don't know. We did something because then we had to get, you know, do some stuff to get hungry again, to eat again at the State of Confusion, which I didn't have very much because I was like, I'm not too hungry. But anyway, State of Confusion is one of our favorite places we like to eat then down there too. So yeah, so that's your rundown. If you need any restaurant recommendations, we definitely, and there were still more that Avery's like, we tried to get reservations at and we couldn't get in certain nights or whatever. So, but it was really fun. We got to just, you know, hang out with them, got to see a couple of the buildings that Avery's looking at for apartments because she's fixing to move. She's looking for a new, you know, new place and because they're going to, at least it's going to be up in May. And so we looked at that. And then we're also thinking, of course, for Hud and Caleb and just kind of imagining that those guys will be there. And so it was real good. It was real nice.
Yeah.
And now I'm back and I I've got a lot of catching up on things to do, but that's okay. That's okay. I did make, you know what, present day Holly is really happy with past Holly because I made the executive decision a couple weeks ago to go out for Easter and make a reservation and go out for brunch and not, which I've never done. I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, that brings me to my next question because I have not made a reservation to go out. I am cooking. Mm-hmm. And so I've invited my mother and Hanno mm-hmm. and Jamie and my pastor and his wife are coming. And so I want you to tell me how to garnish our Easter hams.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Easter. Okay. So, what kind of ham? Tell me about
I have a honey baked spiral cut.
I would say, let's see, what's something that would be, what do I do? I keep trying to remember. I always put it on a big bed of greens. Really, that's the ultimate to me. If you do that, you know, you got your platter.
And that's your base. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's your base. So you can get a bunch of variety, you know, whatever curly parsley and whatever looks good, that kind of a little variety of things there. Then I would say, I don't know. I do a lot more in the fall and the winter. So I'm trying to think I don't know that I really do a ton at Easter. You know, you could do edible flowers. You could definitely do you don't buy those. Yeah. I mean, those would be hard to buy, but like violets are edible. That would be actually really pretty in the greens to just do a bunch of violets. Those should be out.
I've got a bunch in my yard right now too. So.
Actually, that's what, I would sprinkle violets because we used to make a salad at every Easter. We would have violet salad and we would go out in the yard because we had tons of violets, get them, wash them, dry them. And we'd have violets in our salad, which is really pretty. So that could be really pretty around there. Or nasturtiums are edible as well. If, you know, anybody has those laying around. I don't know what else, I was trying to think if there was like a cool thing you could do with like lemons or something.
Well, I may put some Easter eggs around my greens too.
That would be really cute.
For a little color, a little, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that would be cute. Okay. Or I'm trying to think what kind of thing you could like make into a flower, look like a flower. I know you can cut certain things to look like. I don't know. I think the Easter one's a little harder to garnish to me because I can always think of stuff for other ones. But I really, like I said, a lot of greens and just herbs and greens and whatever else on the side. I think that'll be good enough for you. You can have. What else are you making? What else are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to have some. So we have church from 10 to 11. We're calling off Sunday school and doing church 10 to 11. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I've got some appetizers. I'm going to do like a brie raspberry little thing and puff pastry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've forgotten what else I'm going to do for that. I got about three appetizers I think I'll do. And I'm going to do the ham. Of course, I have to have the ham and I have to have the turkey because my children are picky. And I'm going to do the pineapple casserole with the ham.
Good. Oh, that's right.
John Garrett always wants macaroni and cheese, so I'm making my grandmother's macaroni and cheese. JB wants potatoes Romanoff, so Mom is actually going to make that one. And Caleb wants sugar snap peas.
Oh, that's probably great. I love sugar snap peas.
Yeah. Caleb's pretty easy. Sugar snap peas and yeast rolls, and he's happy. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do a broccoli rice casserole just to have.
That'll be good for leftovers too.
Yeah, and I'll probably do that crunchy romaine salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a carrot cake and I'm going to take a regular cake and put a bunny on top of it.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I love it. That's a lot. Yeah, you're doing a lot. That's awesome. That's great. I love it. I do love, I'm going to miss the kind of the traditional foods we did, but I just knew that this was not going to be a good, getting home.
Yes.
My dining room table is covered in stuff. Like this year is just different. And I'm like, that's fine. And Tim's like, that's fine. So that's what we're going to do.
Listen, my house is I've not been home in 2 weeks. I mean, I've been home. But I mean, I've constantly had something at night. School is Saturday. I went and met a student up there and we worked for about 4.5 hours just getting her ready for skills. So, I mean, I've not even had a weekend. And then Sunday we had that thing where I'm working at church and I've not been home. And think it's just three of us here. It wouldn't be a big deal, but between the dogs and it's just crazy.
So, yeah, it adds up. It adds up. That's all right. We're going to make
cinnamon carrots. I'm making cinnamon carrots too. I just had to pull out my menu and look.
Oh, yum. I do like a carrot. I usually do a nice little cute little like honeyed carrots or something fun like that too. Because they're so bright and fun and you don't really have that other time. So that's always fun to do. Well, I love it. That's great. Hey, there's one thing. So I have a thing. This is not Easter related. This is changing the subject.
Okay.
This is about my neighbor, and it's just a curiosity, and I just wonder, it just is, it's one of these things that I just go, and everyone can do whatever they want to do. So we have a neighbor a few doors down who, they're an elderly couple. In fact, I haven't seen the grandma in quite a while, so I'm not sure if she's still with us or, I know her health is probably, anyway. That's not the point too much. The main point is they have one driver, the grandpa, the guy, only person that drives. She hasn't driven in forever, has never driven that I know of and da, da, da. So they have one driver and they have three cars. for one driver. And they got rid of one. They had four. They got rid of one. And this is just a question of, I just wonder what goes through. I wonder what, I wish I could get in his head, because I'm like, what is it? So that we have just kind of regular driveways, but theirs is a decent one, but they also have a big RV. We're doing great in our neighborhood right now. Mm-hmm. Taking up their whole driveway, which I'm not really sure is code, but apparently nothing's been said. So I don't think anyone's living in it, but whatever. So that takes up a big part of their driveway. But either way, you know, there's that, and then they've got a truck in there, and then they have to park two cars. I don't think they can get two cars in their driveway. Maybe they can. One car always has to be on the street, and we're on the circle, so there's one little spot in front of their house, or when it's anyway, the point is there's three cars. One is a big full-size, like, big truck, and then a little pickup truck, and then, like, a little old convertible. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. It's more a curiosity, because I'm like, why would you have that many when there is one driver? Why do you want to pay that much insurance? Why? And you know, some people are car people, but these aren't even like,
yeah,
I don't know how to say it. Like, they're just, and the thing is, no. And here's the thing: I always want to know, guys. Like, he'll come out, and so to get to the one car, he'll have to move the other car out of the driveway, and he'll switch the cars to get the red truck or to get the green truck. And I can't figure out, like, what makes him switch it? Like, what is the fact? Because I promise you, I even watched the other day, because I'm like the little old lady neighbor peering out my window. Because I'm like, it's not like he's taking the big pickup truck and he's going and getting, like, mulch, or he's going and getting a big piece of, he comes back and he just has a little bag of grocery or whatever he got, but he moved the car to get that car out. And I just wonder what.
Oh, maybe he just needs some variety and some spice in his life.
Maybe so. But don't y'all wonder about stuff like that? I just wonder what goes through people's brains. Because to me, I'm like, I just want stuff kind of simple. Not everything simple, something. But like, I'm like, what is the rationale to having three different cars? You were the only driver. The old convertible doesn't open. Like, they never open. It's not like we have a convertible that's fun. It's duct taped. It's not. Like, you know, but that's fine. Again, people can have what cars they want. I understand that, but I just wonder the rationale. I'm like, what makes them say, today I need the green little pickup truck, or today I'm going to drive the little Mustang. No, wait, today I'm going to figure it out.
Go over there and ask them and report back to them next week.
I just wonder what is the deciding factor? I don't know. If you guys have any thoughts on that, like, what? Don't you just get fascinated by stupid stuff like that? I know I do. So that's all that I have to news-wise in my neighborhood, is that I'm watching the neighbor move his cars and wondering why. So, you know, that's that.
All right.
Yep. It's very exciting. So are we ready for your recipe? Or do you have something else you want to share today?
No, I don't. No, I'm just ready for the week to be done.
Yeah. We need to just move this along so that we can just get going and catch up on what all the things we need to catch up on.
I don't have to. I will say this, though. You know, I mean, we're in Holy Week right now, and I miss staying home, because I used to find a whole lot of meaning. I mean, I still find meaning in Holy Week, but I mean, I would go to the noon Holy Week services, and it was really a set apart time. And now I'm in school and it's just, you know, 90 to nothing. And I'm like, oh, wait, Mom's like, what was Monday? What happened on Monday? What did, you know, I mean, I have to go back and I'm really just spending a lot of time. And I mean, and that I do miss.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my recipe, I'll give you my recipe real quick, is the, it's a pork chop onion rice bake. And onion rice casserole. I've already posted it on the website. And you just take wild rice, and you are going to get an envelope of onion soup mix and save some. You're going to reserve some. And I don't have the recipe in front of me to know exactly my measurements, but just take some out and reserve it. And you are going to, in your rice, sprinkle over it the rest of the packet of the onion soup mix, and then a 4-ounce jar of sliced mushrooms. But mm-hmm. you need to reserve your liquid from that. So just hang on to your liquid. Don't pour it out. And then sprinkle your mushrooms over the rice, and then a jar of pimentos, and sprinkle your pimentos over that. And then lay down your, or no, I'm sorry. And then add 3 cups of hot water over the rice and your reserved mushroom juice.
Ooh, I bet that gives it really good flavor.
And then you put your pork chops down. Oh, wait, first I've left out this little tidbit. You need to brown your pork chops first. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter if you use bone-in or if you use boneless. It doesn't matter. Just about okay. an inch and a half thick, you know, pork chop. And mm-hmm. Brown those. You can do it in bacon fat or butter or shortening or, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. however you like to brown your pork chops. So brown those and then put those, layer those on top of the rice and then sprinkle that extra onion soup mix over the top of your pork chops and cover it real tight with foil and bake it at 350 for about 45 minutes.
Oh, that sounds really good.
It is delicious.
And that's not hard. Like that's a thing nope. that's like, you're just putting together different ingredients. Yep. You know what I mean? Like you're not having yep. to do a bunch of fancy steps. And I bet everyone likes that.
Yeah. It's a quick, easy, weekday supper.
You know, I have some pork steaks or pork chops or something in the freezer. I need to get those out, and I don't think I have the onion mix, but
yeah,
I can get some of that. That's a really good idea. That sounds really yummy.
Yeah. It's really good.
That's a good one to get us through. You know, got to have some of these tried and true recipes to get you through the rest of the spring. And in.
That's right. That's
we can't be thinking of stuff.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Excellent. Okay.
And it's my week for top three, correct?
It is. It's your week.
Top three.
Okay. One, I'm going on record right now and saying that spring break is my top favorite thing for this week. I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. Now listen, let me say this. As a teacher, that is one of the good things about being a teacher. When you need a break, there's one coming. And a lot of people don't have that. You know, there are people that they work and they work and they work and they work and there is no light at the end of the tunnel. They just keep working. So it is a blessing in that I am very rich in time and I'm thankful for it. But yeah, I'm ready for spring break. So, and my second one, and I may have already said this. I don't know if I have or not, or if I don't know. I know we've talked about it, but it's The Chosen. And you can stream it. I'm not exactly sure where, but I will look up all that. I know they have an app called The Chosen, but you can also stream it from somewhere.
Yeah, but I watched it on something and I can't remember what it was. Yeah, I think that was one of my favorites last year and it was surprisingly good.
Yeah, it really is. It was surprisingly good because a lot of times, you know, let's just be honest, they're cheesy and they're not well made. And this one is very well done.
Anyway. I haven't seen the last.
I haven't either. And see, that was on my thing for this week. I wanted to watch The Chosen this week. And I have not done that. I haven't had time. So
I know.
Who knows? Okay. And then, okay, I've got to switch you off. Am I still there with you?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
You can. All right. So, because I have it on my notes here.
I can't see you. But I hear you.
Okay. Luca and Danny Jewelry.
Ooh.
Okay. Luca, Lucca, and Danny, Danni.
Okay.
So I actually ordered for my secret sister this St. Patrick's Day little shamrock green beaded. It's got a gold bead, with a green bead, and a little shamrock in it. And I got that for her for St. Patrick's Day. Well, I'll tell you, I saw them advertised on Instagram.
Of course,
it was so cute,
as one does.
You know, and it was so cute. And I thought, okay, I'm going to try it. Well, then I never got a shipping notice. And then I got a little, you know, you're always wary somewhere new that you're afraid of ordering from them, or you don't, you know, we've gotten taken a time or two on Instagram.
Oh, I have.
So I just sent a quick email and I said, hey, I ordered this on, it had been about a week, I guess. And I said, I ordered this and I haven't received a shipping notice. And I was just seeing if you could give me an update. Well, they emailed me back and said, oh, sorry, maybe it wasn't clear in our thing. But all of our jewelry is handmade and it takes about 3 or 4 days to, you know, whatever. So anyway, they ended up and I was like, oh, that's fine. And it got here in time for me to wear for St. Patrick's Day, but not in time for me to give it as a gift, you know.
Okay.
But their customer service was outstanding. Not only they sent me a note and said, sorry for the inconvenience. I mean, it's totally been here in time for St. Patrick's Day. And I wasn't barking at them. I didn't say, well, great, now I'm not going to have it, you know, whatever. I just was curious. And they sent along an extra one.
Oh.
You know, and I just thought, okay, that's a really good customer service, but it's really well made. Really, they were very responsive. They were, you know, just a very good company to deal with. And so,
well, I'm looking at their website since I'm not on my computer where I'm recording on my phone. So I pulled up their website and I'm looking at all the stuff. And yeah, they've got all kinds of collections, like
a lot of.
Is it the bracelet? Collections. What did you get? The bracelet?
Bracelet.
And there's what I'm seeing, like, especially for upcoming graduation, they've got these cute, like, custom, you know, the little letter beads, the little circle, circle with the black, and like there's, you can stack and it's like Molly and Harvard and, or their date of their graduation, like really cute custom looking kind of things you could do.
Yeah. I asked them in my email when I responded back and said, hey, thank you. You know, it got here. Thank you for the extra.
Yeah.
It was unnecessary, but I appreciate it. And, you know, I'll just sing your praises. And they, but I did say, you know, by chance, do you do any SEC or football, or do you plan on doing any SEC or football kind of athletic jewelry? And so we'll see if they will.
That is a really good idea. Well, you know what they've got? So like I'm looking on their custom. No, actually I'm looking on like, you could look on anything, but like, I think I pulled up the Mother's Day. But like I said, they've got it. This makes me happy because they also have it in the silver wire. So the bracelets that I'm looking at are like wired and they've got like a gold color and a silver. A lot of places don't have the silver and that is irritating, but they have both, but you can pick out whatever letters. Like I bet we could, you know, we could kind of do our own. And then there's a bead one. Oh, there's a stretch personalized letter bead.
Hey, y'all, now Holly has really, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, we could do our own little, and there's silver square ones. We could do designer cornbread bracelets. You guys.
Anyway,
sorry, I digressed.
Yeah, I was really, really impressed with them and their customer service. I mean, to go above and beyond like that, not many people do that anymore. And that was just really stood out to me. So
that is cool. No, that's a big deal.
I'll definitely be ordering from them again. But just be aware, you know, it does take them a little time to, because it's handmade, it does take them a little time to do it. So, you know, don't order it, you know, like 2 weeks before you have to have something. It may take them.
Yeah.
It may take 3 weeks for it to be handmade and shipped to you. So,
which is so nice. Again, as someone who handmakes stuff myself, like that's true. Like, and for them to, you know, that's just the nature of the business when you know, can't have a million things laying around. You've got to just kind of go by your orders. And so if there is, this is the perfect time. Like Mother's Day is coming in May. Yep. So like, Now's a great time. Graduations, like we said, are coming up. You could do the cutest things. Like if you were having, you know, if you're getting married or your friends or whatever, like, and you want, you know, they put together now like whole little bridesmaid.
Yes. Yeah.
swaggy things. You could do little bridesmaids just for fun, not necessarily for the wedding, but just like, you know, for your fun little bachelorette or your little party or whatever. You could do personalized bracelets, and that would be really fun. That's a great idea. Look at you. Good job, Joni.
Thank you.
Now I'm down the rabbit hole. It's not necessarily my style, most of it, but some of it, but there's some really cute, like, yes.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Really,
it's
liking them.
It's a lot my style.
Hmm?
It's a lot my style.
It is. It is, y'all. You can get Mama Bear things. You can get, there's animal and pet. There's a whole Faith collection. So they have like a whole, you know. Mm-hmm. But I do. I love their little custom. That's very cool. And like you said, if they were really good to work with.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. Good for them.
All right. Excellent. Well, I am going to go to Secret Sisters tonight. So I'm going to go breathe for a minute before I go to that.
Good. That'll be fun. At least you can go there and just like, just visit and enjoy. Awesome.
Right.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm going to go just, you know, finish in the delves of inventory. So thank you guys for being here. We know this was just like a super chitty chatty. As we said, we had all kinds of mic. Who knows how this is going to turn out, but we'll do our best. And we hope that you've just enjoyed, you know, listening. Like we said, we like to think that you guys are just here with us and, you know, sipping your coffee and we're just shooting the breeze. So hope you guys have a great week leading up to Easter and Good Friday and all this. When you listen to this, it'll be Thursday, or Friday, and have a great Easter week. And we will be back next week sometime. What?
I'm going to throw in one more thing.
Go ahead.
One of my favorite four. I love Dolly Parton's He's Alive.
Oh. Is that a song or an album?
No, it's just a song. It's on YouTube. It was something she performed live, and it's on YouTube. But yeah, y'all look up Dolly Parton. He's Alive. It's so good. So
that link. That's it. We're out. We will talk to you guys next week. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip. Dippity doo. I mean, like Jesus had to come down and hold my tongue so hard that I could taste the blood from his nail pierced hand.
Okay. Okay. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Anyway, all right.
All right. Go have a good night.
All right. Thanks. You do. Bye.
Bye.